sauce, we all want ink sauce. Ink sauce, pop sauce, we all want ink sauce. Give us jobs, kill the tender. Give us jobs, kill the tender.
An audio drama by the Bozzozzo Ensemble. Episode 2, The New Trade Union.
The Department of Education in Kopanong has awarded a tender for the running of its school feeding scheme to a company with no experience in catering. This has taken place despite Nkululeko Food Services, the previous company, having provided relatively satisfactory service. The suspicion that there has been corruption is strong, and Nkululeko's workers are angry at losing their jobs. As a result, they are thinking of joining a trade union to assist them in fighting retrenchment.
Sanganani basebenzi.
Sanganani.
Sanganani basebenzi bo.
Sanganani.
Sanganani.
Greetings, comrades. My name is Victor Peters. I thank you for inviting me. Isolatu!
Africa!
Africa!
Isolatu!
As you know, our union, Workers for Social Justice, has been formed by activists who want to rebuild the civic and trade union movements. And your struggle for fair treatment in our municipality fits perfectly well with what we are trying to achieve.
I am sure it does, Comrade Victor. This cannot be the first time you hear of such a problem. Contracts come and go depending on which political faction or business group is in power.
Yeah, nah, but please focus on this particular example of corruption and mismanagement.
Yes, we need practical suggestions as to how to keep our jobs. And there isn't much time. The contract expires at the end of the month.
Month end? Machtig. Then we can't just talk. Let us be clear, comrades. Workers' power does not come from an individual. I can do very little on my own. It is only with your collective thinking and energy that we can find a way forward.
Yeah. Well, we have tried by holding meetings with our employers, them kisses. We have also been part of a delegation to the Department of Education. You see, there is no good reason for the contract to be taken away from Nkululeko. Through our efforts, the company has greatly helped the learners. Even though we need more staff and the wages are low, very, very low.
Comrade, why complain about that now? In 2 weeks, we'll be out on the street. Half a loaf is better than none, Basebenzi. I have 2 kids and another one on the way. So let us hold on to these jobs no matter what.
Ah, but Lebo is correct. Let us not pretend that them kisses are perfect. They might be polite to us, but if we were employed directly by the Department of Education, we would be getting more of a living wage as well as benefits. This contract system is rotten. Hey, but I agree, Dumsani. The urgent need right now is to stop retrenchment.
Yeah, yeah, number one, Memamtap.
You've all said the mouthful, comrades. On one hand, keeping the job is very important. But everyone also agrees that the wage is too small. And as we now see, very insecure. And that means we have an immediate challenge as well as a more long-term one.
Agree. First, keep the contract. And then challenge the low pay.
Comrade, be practical. Don't even talk about wage demands at this stage.
Don't be so scared of the bosses, Dumsani. They are earning 100 times more from this contract than you and I.
Okay, calm down, comrades, calm down. I think we agreed that for now, we focus on jobs. Wages come later. And to win this battle, we need to cover quite a few areas.
Yeah, on the legal side, we might have a problem. We have all signed a fixed-term contract, and that means we stop being employees at the end of the month.
That is true. The law that says a temporary worker becomes permanent after 3 months' continuous work at the same job will not apply.
But we aren't even going to get severance pay. I really regret signing such a contract.
Don't cry over spilt milk, comrade. How many other jobs are there for so-called unskilled people like ourselves?
Yeah, the job market is very tight for those who do not have higher qualifications. And these days, even graduates have hard time getting employment.
So basically, for us as workers, there is no legal action to be taken. And regarding the school feeding scheme contracts, only Nkululeko as a company can take action against the Department of Education.
You are right. The company signed the main contract.
Hey, Lang. All these horrible contracts. Money, money, money. What a system.
Hey.
And once you benefit from it, you forget about others.
Comrades, let's stay focused. We can't solve the world's problem. I want to know how we can keep our own small income. My family depends on my wage.
Dumsani, you're not the only one in that position. But to stand the chance of saving your job, we need to build support for your struggle. As we speak, who are your allies? Which other organization or companies have gone to the education department and the town council and demanded that the tender award be re-examined?
I don't know of any.
So what have you done to build the support?
As we said, Lebo and I, as the worker committee, met with management and I went with the bosses to the Department of Education. I also spoke to teachers at many of the schools. They were very surprised because we do a good job and the children like us.
Did you suggest that they sign a petition?
Yes.
And the principals? Their reports will carry a lot of weight.
We were planning on doing that later this week.
I also suggest going to the school governing boards. It is very much in the parents' interest that their children are properly fed. Then there are the civic organizations. They are becoming more and more active in the community.
Yabona, these are all good ideas.
Yeah. Some of the school governing boards are functioning very well and they will support us.
Excellent. So we have a plan.
Emampil, just a moment. I'm sorry, but I can see problems in speaking to them.
Why is that? The comrade here has said that they are committed to the community.
But that's the point. To win them over, we have to show why Nkululeko should keep the contract.
Don't take us backwards, comrade. We provide good quality, hot meals on time.
Really? I mean, really. Let's face it, comrades. Haven't we sometimes been embarrassed in front of the learners, yeah? We all know the quality of the meat can be improved. And there could be more fresh vegetables.
Yeah,
and
that is to be expected. Top quality can be expensive. And if the company spends a lot on food, how will them kids make money? They are decent people, Basebenzi, who are providing us with jobs. They deserve what they make.
Ay, Botumsan. First, you don't seem to mind that we are being underpaid. And now you are saying it's all right to give the kids second-rate food. Comrade, have you gone crazy?
No, ma. That is the system. How else do you make a profit?
Comrade, are you saying the system tempts decent people to become crooks?
Well, it does, doesn't it?
That's what profit-seeking does to you. Eh, Dumisan? Cut the corner here. Take chances there.
Insos, outsos, we all want insos. Insos, outsos, we all want insos.
Hey, comrade. Sorry I'm late. But I've just had a phone call from someone I never expected to hear from. It really was a surprise.
Hey, don't keep us in suspense. Who phoned you?
Well, it was a worker. A comrade called in Diwe. And you'll never guess from which company.
Hey, stop teasing us. Get to the point, comrade.
Lindiwe works for Dube. She's been employed as a food preparer.
Hey, now that is really interesting.
And what does she want?
To sing us a song of victory.
Well, she would like to...
Hello? Yes? Yes? Ish. All right, I'm coming. Comrades, Please excuse me. One of my kids is very sick. I have to get home and take him to the hospital.
Okay, comrade. You can be excused, comrade. Hey, good to see you being there for your family. Just firm up your attitude to the bosses, aye, and you'll be a perfect husband.
To me, Sally, a perfect husband.
It is the first time he has ever done this.
He's leaving early to avoid being given a task.
Please calm down and let the comrade live in peace. Every one of us counts. As far as possible.
I must really go.
Okay, comrade. Okay.
Yeah, you have to wonder about old Dumisani. He sometimes says very funny things.
Yes, he does. Aye, but we will educate him step by step.
That's the spirit, comrade. We have to bring everyone to the same understanding of how the system works. And that's a process.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's the story with the phone call?
Well, for the sake of accuracy, let Lindiwe tell you herself.
Why? Are you scared you won't be telling us the truth?
No, it's not that. It's just that... Hey, Lindiwe! Come in, my sister! Come in!
Wait a minute! How? We're discussing ways to fight her company, and you are giving her a platform!
Aha! Mutluhele, comrade. It's fine. It might be interesting.
Yeah.
I say, let her in.
Sanmonan! Greetings, everyone. Thank you for seeing me.
Yes, you had better thank us. And better thank Lucky for forcing you on us.
Don't take it like that, my sister. I'm not the enemy you think I am.
But you work for the wrong company. You work for a corrupt boss.
Please, comrade, don't be so quick to judge Lindiwe. First, hear her out.
Yes, comrade, be patient. I have good news for you.
That you have all resigned from Dube's company and are giving us your jobs.
Yeah, that would be amazing solidarity.
So, Lebu, you think everything would be fine if Dube gets the contract so long as you keep your job? In other words, you don't mind working for a crook?
Hey, I didn't say that.
But if I offered you my job, would you refuse to take it? Would any of you?
Yeah. Look at here, my friend. Yeah, you know how hard it is to get a job. How? Don't set yourself up as a judge. La.
We wouldn't want to work for Dube. But we have responsibilities.
And so do I. The question is whether I have the right to exploit others in order to solve my own problems.
Hey, let's not get stuck here, comrade. Lindiwe, just explain why you've come to us and who you represent.
Yeah, I don't like hot air talk. Let's be practical.
Thank you. Well, I have been sent as a representative of the Dube workers. We have just been interviewed, and we have until next week to sign 1-year fixed-term contracts.
We also used to get 1-year contracts.
But quite a few of us got together to discuss the terms and conditions, and we are not happy.
I can imagine. The pay is probably lower than ours.
Yes. It is a slave wage, and it is difficult to negotiate because we can't legally join a union until we are employed. But to be employed means to have already signed a contract, which can't then be changed.
Yo, what a horrible situation.
You see, comrades, I told you it would be worth listening to Lindiwe, and she and the comrades with her are not our enemies.
Not at all. We are all in the same sinking boat. And unless we work together, we will drown together.
Why do you say that? You are about to replace us and earn at least something while we starve.
On the face of it, that's true. But we have realized it's not the answer to our problems. This fighting each other over absolute peanuts must change.
Aibo, we all want change. But it's easier said than done.
Well, the civic I represent has come up with a plan. And Victor here played a big part in the discussions.
So, You know each other?
Yes, we both active in the civic.
Hey, why didn't you say that when you came here?
I don't like this. You knew her all the time and you kept quiet.
Ah, Sunqama, don't be suspicious, comrade. There's nothing underhand here.
I wanted you guys to express yourselves as you wanted and then decide on your own if what Lindiwe is about to propose the right way forward.
Don't talk down to us, comrade.
Yeah.
We are not empty heads who don't know how to think.
All right, all right. Then I'll leave you to discuss on your own. In any case, I have another meeting, and Lindiwe is the one you need.
Ah, don't worry, comrade. I am confident that we will reach a good understanding. The comrades here seem serious about getting to the root of the problem, and not just by looking at the outside consequences.
Ah, well said, comrade. We must put our heads together.
That's the spirit.
Mm-mm. Now I'm very curious. What is it that you want to propose to us? Hey, comrade.
Insource, outsource, we all want insource. Insource, outsource, we all want insource.
Thank you for coming to see us, Dumisani. We appreciate your loyalty to the company. So, what are the workers thinking?
Well, you see, Mr. Mkize, they are ready to help you win back the contract. There is no one against that. They want their jobs, but there is a kind of dissatisfaction. Some are starting to talk about the low wages and no benefits.
Really? I thought they understood how lucky they are to have work when many don't.
Absolutely. And to think that, as a bonus, they get to take home any leftover vegetables.
Actually, madam, we give them to the poorest learners, the one who have no food at home.
I can't believe it. It's not very smart to give away your bonus. Mm-hmm.
But it's painful to see kids come to school hungry, then eat and know that they are going home to again face another empty stomach. Of course, with our low wages, our own children also suffer.
Well, if you were generous enough to share with others, that's your problem.
But our wages are very low, madam, and you know that.
My friend, whose side are you on? No catering company can pay higher wages. There's very little profit in our business. The tender board requirements are tough. To survive is not easy, and we have to compete with many others. We really pay as much as we can.
Oh, Chabu, I think you've said more than enough. Let's leave the subject and go back to how the staff can help us fight for the contracts. The meeting with Mtimkulu and his political boss was not very promising.
I'm sorry, madam, but before we discuss that, you should also know that apart from the wages, some of the staff members are saying the quality of the food we are serving is getting bad. Mm-hmm. They think we are shortchanging the learners.
What?
Yes, I'm the witness. The meat is sometimes all bones and gristle.
What is going on here?
How dare they?
There will be trouble if there's an inspection.
Don't talk to me about inspections. Who cares about inspections? There is nothing wrong with the meat we serve.
Not at all. Maybe you can't cook properly. Or you leave the meat outside the fridges. You people run the kitchen.
But you do the buying. We can't change the quality, and we have reported it.
Nonsense. This is the first time I hear about it.
No, Mr. Mkize. When we complained, you told us to keep quiet.
Exactly. A person who wants to cause trouble and spread lies about our business should keep quiet. It's just jealousy. Some of the staff are jealous of our success. I know that Lebo is a troublemaker.
And this jealousy is what kills black-owned businesses. You should celebrate our success.
Dumisani, I'm starting to wonder what this meeting is all about. When a member of the staff comes to us and says he has confidential information, we are always available to listen. But you seem to be getting your wires crossed. One moment, you are supporting us as a company, and the next, attacking us.
Look, it's a difficult situation. I am certain that if you promise us a decent increase, we will really step up the pressure and get the whole community behind us.
But we put in a bid, and the wage bill can't be changed.
And what did you propose as the wage increase for next year?
I don't think this is relevant.
Huh?
We are the owners, and the business plan must suit us. Otherwise, why do we bother to take the risk of starting a company? You people must just be satisfied to have jobs.
Mrs. Mkize, Eskom rates alone increased by 15%. We are angry.
Hold on a moment. How do we know that you have the support of the rest of the workers? We have never had a union here. Just your informal committee, which was never elected. So listen up, Mr. Dumisani. If you're clever, you will remember who your bosses are and not be swayed by big mouths who will soon be hungry mouths. Aksipapadi, eh? This is not a game.
Yes, this has gone too far. But because you've been with us longer than everyone else, and you are a good worker, we must find a solution. There is no reason for the three of us to fight.
What solution do you propose?
We will give 2% increase to everyone except you.
2%? That's peanuts. And why am I excluded?
Oh, don't complain.
Hey, don't play.
Peanuts are very healthy.
Hey, don't play games, madam. And not giving me any increase will be victimization.
Yes, it will. But we will pay you 8%. How is that for recognition of your importance to the company? Get the rest to accept 2% and you will soon be a manager.
Now go back to the workers and give them the good news.
Make them see what good employers we are. It's a win-win situation.
Ish. I thought I was being smart, like Umadiba. I thought I could find common grounds with the enemy. I thought I could reason with them. But all that's happened, like with him, is that they want to use me against my comrades. Sure. My head is too full. Let me go home and have a sleep. I'll decide what to do tomorrow. I do not want to become Mpimpi, but I must keep the job, otherwise the ones I love will starve.
Insource, outsource, we all want insource.
Insource, outsource, we all want insource. Insource, outsource, we all want insource.